Ahead by a Century and the St. John String Quartet. And you're with the Oasis here on the New Classical FM. And certainly, I think that piece of music works for where we're headed. My name is Mark Wigmore on a Wednesday and our look at arts and culture. Over the weekend, the McMichael Canadian Art Collection announced the retirement of Executive Director Ian Desjardins, who will leave the position at the end of October. Over the last 6 years, his mission has been to raise the profile of the museum, offer greater access to it, and truly celebrate the accomplishments of modern Canadian and Indigenous artists on a global scale. That, of course, includes the Group of Seven, Emily Carr and Tom Thompson. Ian joined the McMichael in April 2017 from the Dulwich Picture Gallery, where as director he curated the record-breaking 2011 exhibition Painting Canada, Tom Thompson and the Group of Seven. During his time at the McMichael, he curated three popular exhibitions from the permanent collection, and right now he's behind the new Tom Thompson exhibition, North Star, and worked on exhibitions profiling David Milne and Lionel Lemoyne Fitzgerald. His lectures on the works, whether curator or director, are truly beloved. It is my pleasure, perhaps for the last time, to sit down with Ian Desjardins. Welcome.
Thank you.
Very good to be with you. We first met when you were here to curate the Emily Carr exhibition in 2015, and we sat down again to talk about your ambitions for the McMichael in 2017, and now 6 years later, a pandemic later, you're saying farewell to this very treasured institution, and so tell us about that decision.
Well, I have to say, I didn't plan for a global pandemic.
No.
It just kind of happened.
I speak to a lot of artists, and this is a something I hear a lot. Yeah.
But, you know, it's been interesting just keep staying on the pandemic, which loomed large for so long. I didn't expect to have to steer an institution through that, neither did anyone. But actually, it's turned out to be one of the most interesting things. I mean, I wish it hadn't happened.
Of course. I think it pushed a lot of institutions.
You had to start thinking differently. You know, the world's shifted. And so, you know, a lot of things are now virtual, and we've learned a lot about how people work, and it was an eye-opener. Anyway, no, I'm going because, I'm 68. I mean, give me a break.
Look at you. Look great.
Bless you.
Come on.
No, well, I feel very strongly that, you know, people should go when they've got their health, yep. You know, and you can plan the last phase of your life and just do things you haven't done for a long time. I've been in the museum world for nearly 40 years. You know, I feel very confident about the McMichael. I know where it's going, and I'm delighted that my colleague Sarah Milroy is going to be taking over. It's nicely seamless.
It is. Let's talk about that. What were you able to do on that director list when you arrived? Because I remember you were very ambitious in 2017. You had big ideas, which I loved. And I think you, like any leader, you are able to accomplish some of them, and then some you put on the rails. And what were some of the things that you were proud of that happened over this last 6 years?
I'm very proud of where we are now. And I do think, I mean, I hate bragging because I'm British, but basically I do think I have changed the institution for the better.
Yeah.
And I think the main thing I think that I've done is I came in from an institution that had no government funding at all. I mean, I used to start from zero every year, you know.
At least you knew where you stood.
Exactly. Zero. So, and that never stopped me with my exhibition programming. You know, I was always ambitious at Dulwich. And I wanted to be the same here. And I always felt, I came in with this feeling that in Canada, there was a kind of inferiority complex thing going on, which I've never understood.
Yes, it continues to be a problem. We're weirdly waving our flag at the strangest of moments, but yes.
Anyway, I was I'd become this kind of Canadian art fan, much to my surprise. And so wanted to come in and just kind of wave that flag and take the mandate seriously. It's a boring term, but the McMichael mandate is very unique. There's no other gallery that has the same aims, which is basically to champion Canadian art, and that's it.
Right.
You know, nothing else. And so I wanted to take that very seriously and expand it. I felt that both nationally and internationally, not enough was being done to champion Canadian art. And so what I'm proud of is that we now, instead of doing two or three exhibitions a year, we now do eight or nine. It's insane. But we do eight or nine exhibitions a year.
That's a big change.
It's a big change.
Yeah.
The really important change, though, is that we now plan them all to tour. So at the moment, there are 10 exhibitions with the McMichael brand on them. touring this country. And that's not just, you know, going to the National Gallery and Victoria, the big galleries. It's going to Kelowna and Kamloops, you know, it's right. St. John's. It's really important to me that all of our shows are planned for touring. And internationally, just opened in Phoenix, our big Indigenous show, our collection of Indigenous art called Early Days. Huge show with an enormous, extraordinary catalogue, which will be coming fairly soon, is going out there. And that brings me to the other thing, which is that I also asked, and this isn't no mean ask, I have to say, that every exhibition has a serious catalogue. And so I think in the 6 years I've been there, we've become, you know, one of the two or three major publishers of Canadian art-themed books in the country.
And by the way, North Star, which you can purchase, of course, at the McMichael Gallery, beautiful catalog to go with the exhibition. And it's sitting on our coffee table right now. Lots of people have asked about it. Good. And it's absolutely gorgeous. And you were mentioning, too, that the free Sundays, every third Sunday of the month, has been really popular. I mean, you're suddenly getting this new group of people arriving.
It's really interesting. This was part of coming out of COVID, of course. You know, mm-hmm. we were looking at ways we could, you know, bring people back in and instill some confidence. You know, it was tentative at first. People were a little reluctant.
Yeah.
To come back, and I understood it entirely. And so we thought, well, when we decided to make our family Sundays free, that's when it took off.
Right.
And, you know, we're getting three or four times the number of people, largely because, not just because it's free, but because we actually have programming as well. So our education team have got this fantastic programming. And so
I went on a Sunday, and so there was music outside. There was all sorts of tours going on. There was young people. And it was really kind of an exciting day to be there.
It's a different vibe.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You know, every museum wants to reach out to as many people as possible and as varied and diverse a group of people as possible. Family Sunday, it's a different demographic. It's marvelous.
Yeah.
We love it.
If you're just joining us, outgoing McMichael Gallery Executive Director Ian Desjardins is with us, and he will retire from the post next month. And his most recent curatorial endeavor is Tom Thompson North Star. Tickets, by the way, at McMichael.com. I want to just go back to that first 2015 meeting with you, which is Emily Carr. And I thought, this seemingly Scottish man has arrived, and he's telling us about our own person. And I was just riveted with everything you had to say. And you've just had this fascination with this country. You talk about it often in your speaking engagements, that Canada has been this great inspiration for you, and as well, of course, the art depicting it. And that's been always fascinating to me.
Well, I was trained in European art and British art. I was always an exhibitions person, so I've always been a kind of showman in terms of putting on art for people to enjoy. And that's given me a very broad approach. And it's meant that, you know, I got involved in Norwegian art and American art and whatever. You know, I'm interested in everything. But when I came across Canadian art, that was very special, and it happened a long time ago in the late 80s. I just twigged, I think, and it was the Group of Seven. I mean, you know, seems so obvious to Canadians,
sure.
But the fact of the matter is that, as you say, a Scot working in an English institution, as I was then, I had never seen the Group of Seven. I'd never heard of them. I had studied at university. I'd been to exhibitions all my life. Never heard of them. And I could see at a glance, because I do think in terms of what will play with an audience, that for a British audience, this would be amazingly attractive. It took me 25 years to pull it off, I might add, but I finally did it with Painting Canada. And I was right.
You were. And you've talked about the idea of just that big, big landscape that Canada seems to own. And as you pointed out, it's geographically impossible, but it is. And then the Group of Seven seemed to access that to some point. And I guess that was where the fascination began.
Well, I think it's many countries have a landscape tradition, of a powerful landscape tradition. I mean, France and Britain, of course, both very different. And the scale thing, I mean, as I say, I know it's geographically impossible, but it's just your skies are absurdly big.
They are.
And, you know, there's more of it than anywhere else. And, you know, you have this gigantic country, incredibly varied. It's interesting that the Group of Seven at the time what they were up against was people who said, you can't paint Canada. It's too wild. It's too brutal.
Mm-hmm.
And they just said, well, no, this is Canada. We want to do that. And that was very much my response to their art, in fact. I could see that this was a landscape tradition that is based firmly in French, particularly post-impressionist art. This was all familiar to me. The colors were all there. The brushstrokes were all there. And yet, the landscapes themselves looked completely different and could not be anywhere else. Now, if that's not, you know, testimony to how successful the Group of Seven were and Tom Thompson, I don't know what is. They were out to create a language for Canadian art, and my goodness, they nailed it.
I was amazed. You mentioned in one of your talks about the new Tom Thompson exhibit, North Star, which I really encourage people to see, that it has been 20 years since a major exhibition of Tom Thompson, which I can't believe. But it is wonderful, and it's sort of specific with the 130 paintings plus, I think, I believe. And really this shock of talent from Tom Thompson in this burst of time that where he, you know, of course, passed away so young. What should that version of Tom Thompson do for the McMichael attendee who maybe feels like they've seen this already on some level?
Well, I think there is that, you know. Over-familiarity is a great enemy. And I mean, this is true the world over. You know, you try and put on a show on John Constable in Britain, you know, you sometimes hit a rock.
Right, sure.
Exactly the same way. With Tom Thompson, what I've tried to focus on is not, I'm sorry, I apologize in advance, because I know everyone loves it, but I'm sorry, I don't care how he died.
Right.
I just wish he hadn't, and we'll never know how it happened. But everyone's been so fixated on that. But what fascinates me is, yes, you say he died young. Not that young. He was 39. The interesting thing was that he didn't start until he was about 35. That's the point.
Right.
So that, you know, someone who was a not very good commercial artist suddenly kind of blossoms into this extraordinary experimental artist. It's like a floodgate opens so suddenly and coming from almost nowhere. The instinctive control of color and tone and brushwork is what I just brings me up short every time. You know, the word genius is bandied around far too often, but Tom Thompson to me is the very definition of genius, because I can't, with all of my background of a lifetime looking at art, I can't understand how he did it.
Yeah.
You know, I can analyze how he's applied the paint. I can analyze what colors he's chosen and all the rest of it. But I cannot understand where it comes from so brilliantly, so extraordinary in its capture of every detail of what he's looking at. All on the side. The amazing thing is the sketches. They're the size of an iPad.
They are.
And the whole of Canada is there.
They are there. And I thought I recognized a few places I've visited in my travels and my canoe trips and so on. And so wonderful to see it. I love the way it's laid out as well. Any plans in October? Do you know exactly what's happening?
What, when I retire?
Yeah. Are you getting out of town? What are you doing?
I am going back to the UK.
You are.
With many a sad backward glance, I might add. And we'll be coming a lot back. Apart from anything else, the exhibition program at the McMichael is so wonderful that I should be back like the ghost of Christmas past to attend all these fantastic shows, because I just can't bear to miss them. But, you know, that's the idea. And I have no plans. I mean, I've been asked to do one or two things, which we'll see whether they happen. But I have no great plans at all. I'm not going to write, you know, the great British novel. Nor am I going to write the great Canadian novel, you'll be delighted to learn.
Maybe you'll get back to the knitted sweater world.
Well, if that comes...
Part of your youth.
That goes without saying. This youth? Nonsense. I've been doing that all my life. I'll be back to a rivalry with my sister, who's a much better knitter than I am. But
wow.
She and I have always compared notes in crafting. And I'm lagging behind, so there'll be some serious sock knitting going on.
I like it. I like it very much. Ian Desjardins, you have been a great ambassador for Canadian art on the world stage, and we're going to miss your ambition. We're going to miss your vision. and especially your passion and knowledge about these painters and paintings. So thank you for taking some time for us here this afternoon. We really do appreciate it.
It's been such a pleasure.
Ian Desjardins will retire from his post as executive director at the McMichael Canadian Art Collection next month, but we might be seeing him before we know it, and his final curated exhibition as executive director on now through January at the wonderful Kleinberg location, Tom Thompson North Star, and of course, McMichael.com for tickets. You're with The Oasis, our look at the arts.